Well, salt is also an irritant. And Jesus certainly irritated people in his time on earth. And if you look back into the Old Testament, you'll see the prophets of God very much irritating those who are unjust and unloving and greedy and powerful. And Jesus, at the outset of his ministry, stated very plainly that he had come to bring good news to the poor. And in our struggle to right injustices against Fairy residents, we've found only one or two allies in local government and none at all in national political parties. We've written letters to every single minister responsible and received only a bland and meaningless reply. And the council's stated aim is to get rid of a poor community and bring in a rich one. And that aim was stated in a document not shared with us, but approved by full council. And we were, on the other hand, led to believe that this was new homes for old for us, because they needed our consent, our statutory consent. But the scheme is, the regeneration scheme of the estate is to give the advantage of a good train link to London to the rich and deny it to the people living on the estate, on the Ferrier estate, who've been dispersed. There will be luxury homes, new shopping and other facilities for the wealthy, things that we've never experienced as Ferrier residents. And the value of people in our society is really based on how much money they have. The government seeks to please those who are very rich, partly because it wants their money. But that's not God's view of things. God's view of things is, blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. And the Bible sets us great examples, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, Amos, and Micah, from whom Anne quoted just now. Elijah, of course, was cursed for protesting about the murder and dispossession of Naboth, whose vineyard was appropriated by Queen Jezebel and King Ahab. To be salt is to be countercultural, to act as an irritant. And I was sharing at the Mission Committee lunch today about a very irritating moment for the leader of the council when I stood up in full council protesting about the treatment of Ferrier residents and said that the scheme, unless it was radically changed, would be more like Dame Shirley Porter than an Iron Bevan. And Dame Shirley Porter, who you may remember, was involved in a huge scandal in Westminster where she was moving out people who are poor and potentially Labour voters, using her powers in Westminster Council to do that. Greenwich Council, of course, is a Labour council, and that makes it all the more shocking that these things are going on the Ferrier estate. We saw this morning, when we looked at Exodus there, how God wanted to create a nation where the weak and the powerless were protected by the law. Laws that were in advance of anything that we have today. Laws which meant that debts would be cancelled, land restored to families who'd had to sell them in hard times. God intended a totally new kind of society. And we, as followers of Jesus, are to be there as salt, an irritant to those people who perpetrate injustice and who are blinded by the focus on money and capital. And so, if we may, I'd like us to pray for justice for the tenants of the Ferrier, who are increasingly bullied and despised by the council's leader. As late as last year, I mean, he referred to us as low life in full council in 2007, But as recently as last year, he gave a quote to a newspaper saying that the council needed to remove the stigma of the estate and its people. And now they're using the courts to shorten the period of time that the estate is occupied, forcing people to accept homes that they don't want to accept. Now, we need manpower and energy, people and energy, to help us fight for justice for Ferrier residents. It can take 4 or 5 hours to help someone prepare a defense witness statement, and there are too few of us who know how to do it. We also need good decisions by county court judges, and by and large, we're blessed by good judges in our county court in Woolwich, judges who do see the needs of tenants. But it is an extremely frightening thing for a tenant to appear in court against a barrister employed by the council, knowing that if the case goes against him, he'll also have to pay that barrister's costs. And I've seen tenants literally give up and walk out of the court and let the council win. Thank you, Anne. Thank you.